God, does that really help?
It does, actually. Okay, I cool. need that, yeah. I'm glad you remember every time.
You're like the clap guy.
I'm the clap guy.
He ain't got the clap.
I don't got the clap, but
I thought you said clap god.
He's a clap god.
He's a clap god. That god sounds sexual.
Sounds like a god when he claps.
That sounds very sexual.
You're such a clap god. Oh, you don't wow, have that to clap. Is true.
Wow.
It's like, what's
I
your
clap.
Goal in life?
I don't clap.
What? It's like, what's your goal in life? I'm trying to be a clap god.
Just a clap.
Trying to clap god, god sounds terrible.
Clap some fucking. Clap some cheeks, you hear me? Here we go. Yo, 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 yo.
What's happening?
Start some players.
Arthur Dominguez.
Jared Farr.
Kyle McKinney.
And Karina.
And boy, we've been here for about an hour already.
Yeah.
I got wonder. A car noises outside.
Oh, no.
We have a door open because it's a little stuffy in here.
We're all sweating.
And we just got done doing soccer and football simulating.
At Ohio's workout, you know.
Yeah.
We got sidetracked. We couldn't get in at first. Then we tried to get... break into this room. So
it seems like ever since I've been like, okay, so I met up with an old friend not too long ago. It was probably maybe a month ago. And ever since until I met her, like living here has been pretty good. Well, when I met her, we were talking and she was like, where do you live? And I told her I live. And she was like, oh my God, I used to live there. I hated it.
Oh,
I said, why? She was like, it's just something always bad happens there. Like, I'm like, wait, what? I've been there for the last 2 months. Like, it's been fine. Like, she's like, no, like, trust me, you're going to hate it. I hated it. Like, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, whatever. Dude, like 2 days later, like, I think I lost power. Like,
yeah, I saw that.
It was crazy. Like, it was just like, I texted her today because last night it was like 10:30. I'm knocked out, bro. Like, I think I took NyQuil for no reason, just to like go to bed early. And knocked out. And it's probably 10 o'clock, 10:15. And I was in a deep sleep, bro. Almost to the point where I thought I was dreaming when I woke up because I just heard like the fire alarm go off. It was weird because you feel like you're so knocked out, but you feel like you're in a dream. But it's so loud that it obviously wakes you up.
Yeah.
Wakes me up. Like I got up and I started freaking out, bro. I ran like, I didn't even know where my roommates were at. I just ran out the fucking, my fucking building.
In your chonas?
No, bro. I had the silk pajamas on. I was a little cold. So I had
damn.
Oh, I was, check this out, bro. I ran out. Ran out of my room, ran out of my like unit, and I'm in the hallway. And bro, I was like, wait, my phone. If there's a fire, my phone, bro. I go back inside to get my phone.
Damn.
Like, I was like, I need my phone.
The
go
one
back.
Thing they tell you not to do.
That's like rule yes. number one.
The dude yeah. ran in.
No, nothing
for
else.
His phone.
Nothing else. Not all the podcast equipment, nothing else, just the phone. Like, I was like, yo, let me get the phone. Go get the phone, run back out. And it's funny because when I was leaving, one of my other roommates was walking out of the elevator. He's like, bro, what the fuck's going on? I'm like, dude, I don't know, but let's go down. And you just started seeing everyone get out of like their units with their dogs. And you could tell everyone's knocked out, bro, in like their pajamas and shit. And yeah, we waited for the... Woo! That guy's going as fast. We waited for the fire department to get here. Dude, it took them like 10 minutes. If there was like a real fire... people would burn, like,
yeah,
straight up.
And you probably would have burned when you went back.
I would have burned. Nah, I had a good wait time.
Fire. What do you do? What do you do if there's a fire?
Stop, drop, and roll.
Yes!
Yes. At least we learned something.
Well, bro, the first thing I was looking at was like, is there fire here? Because I'm fucked, bro. Like, I started going down.
It's in your apartment.
It's in my kitchen.
Left the oven on or something?
That's happened.
Left the casserole in the oven.
Oh, wait, you went down the elevator?
No, I went down. I mean, I went down the stairs. My bad. The stairs.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
And everyone just started running, bro, with their dogs and shit. I'm like,
were people really running?
No, literally, I was.
So how long did that last?
I guess like, that is kind of
35 minutes, bro.
35 minutes.
Terrible. Damn. There was just like some sensor they had to turn off. I don't even know.
Damn.
Damn. And you were off that NyQuil already?
Damn.
Bro, it took me forever to go back to sleep.
This place
I was about
sucks.
To take another dose.
Gee.
I'd have been really fucked.
You're
up.
Gonna OD.
I could have on the kill.
Off that lean.
He said off that lean.
Yo, Kyle's just been over here making noises.
Like, you.
We don't have content today, but I also think we should do a shorter episode because one, I'm very hungry.
Me too.
Two, it's already 8 p.m.
Yeah.
Three, I'm sweating.
We played.
It's stuffy as hell.
It wasn't
hell
a good idea.
Should have just done the room.
Yeah. Should have just stuck to our conference room.
I was like, let's get a couch today, you know?
But I do want to do some fuck, marry, kills, and I'm going to start off hot with one of them.
Aggressive. Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Because people keep requesting us that we do this, and it could be funny.
Give the people what they want.
So I think I should ask Jared this one.
Of right? course. I'm single.
Personal attack.
Jared, fuck, marry, kill. Shrek, Fiona, and Donkey.
Yo, that's easy.
That's easy.
There's only one right answer.
I'm fucking Fiona. I'm going to marry Donkey and I'm killing Shrek.
That's what I'm talking
for
about.
For real?
Bro, are you fucking Donkey?
You have to marry or Fiona, right?
Why would I do that?
No way, dude.
You're with her for your life.
But I'd rather...
But then he's going to...
I'd rather smash someone that's like smashable.
Hey, and Fiona's not bad when she's in human form.
But no, bro, Fiona is...
But Donkey's funny.
Yeah, I want to laugh.
Laugh for life.
I'm going to have him for a great time.
I'm he's a personality gonna, type of guy.
Yeah.
So you're killing Shrek?
Bro. Absolutely.
With he's an old guy.
Yeah, Shrek... Shrek ain't
I'm
a good
glad.
Guy.
To... See, that's what I'm talking about.
Wait, what is he?
About.
He's an ogre. What is it?
Ogre. He's a
what? No, the way he says it, though, he's like, I'm an ogre.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
What accent does he have? Irish or something?
Ogre. You're an ogre.
Donkey.
Yeah, I guess that's, yeah.
I mean.
My mind goes to Mary and Fiona. So
who, you were smashing Donkey?
I'll smash Donkey once.
He's a smash.
That just sounds like illegal.
Me and Donkey having one good night, baby.
Just sounds like really illegal. Like,
and then afterwards, you guys are going to make some waffles.
And then in the morning,
yeah,
we're making some waffles.
Yeah, dude. All right. You know, I changed my answer. He's crazy.
That's what I'm saying. It's all part of the plan.
Isn't it illegal to have sexual intercourse with an animal?
Oh, yeah.
100%.
Like, that's all. Like,
you can go to bestiality.
There's people out there who do that. It's disgusting.
Yeah. That's disgusting.
Goats.
Who would, like, fuck a horse or something? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Surprise.
People do that, yo.
That's so nasty. What's like, wrong with people?
Google it.
I would hate to be related to that. Like, you're like, imagine like a brother or sister of yours is like on the news for like having like a sexual relation with an animal.
Instant change last name.
Bro, did y'all ever see that show that was like My Ridiculous Obsession or whatever it's called?
Something
like
yeah.
That? People would just be like obsessed with the most weird shit ever.
What's some of the things you remember?
I can't remember any of them.
Oh, I think I saw like one dude. He had like 300 balloons in his house.
Yes, like random shit like that.
And then one is that like where they eat weird stuff too? Where like yes. This lady eats detergent?
Yes.
You seen that?
Oh, detergent, yes.
Yes.
I think I saw one
where someone would just eat dirt. They were like obsessed with dirt.
I think I saw a little girl had like pet cockroaches.
Hmm. Yeah.
Maybe a different show. Maybe that's like some TLC shit.
That's what it was
on. That's too far.
Bro, no, she had like literally over 300 cockroaches and she would like name them each. Like, you're Billy, you're Sally.
That's
you're...
sick in the head.
And she was probably 13.
They all looked the
same. I would have disowned her.
She's dying. She don't know all
You're going
names.
To the orphanage.
What animal could you take in a fight?
Easily?
Yeah. Like the most impressive one.
A kangaroo? No, I'm sorry.
No way.
Molly whopped the shit out of me.
You seen that video of the guy fighting the kangaroo?
Yeah, no, that's exactly what I'm thinking of now. You're right. I'll get fucked up by a kangaroo. I'm going to have to go smaller, bro. I'm going to have to like, I'm not that good at fighting. I would say probably.
Could you take on a wolf?
No.
Fuck no. You seen a wolf?
You don't think so?
Dude, I saw a wolf dog.
Bro, like life or death.
Do I have a weapon?
No.
Nope.
I think sorry. I could probably.
You don't think you could take on one wolf?
Have you seen, you know how big a wolf is?
Bro.
But I'm talking like adrenaline's pumping is life or death, bro.
I'll put up a fight, but I'm going to lose.
You think?
For sure.
I think we could take wolves.
I saw a wolf
dog. If it's
dog
any more than one, though.
The other day.
It. Oh, yeah. Lucky for you, they travel in packs.
Yeah, that's true.
Have you seen a wolf dog before? Like an actual half wolf, half dog. Mm-hmm. They exist.
Yeah, they're big as shit.
Dude, they are. Okay, so I was at my cousin's for Christmas Eve. And they were saying, they're like, hey, y'all got to watch out. There's this wolf dog that's been like roaming around the neighborhood. And we're like, what? They said he's really nice. He's really nice. And he doesn't have a leash or anything. They're trying to figure out like, or a collar, where the fuck he belongs. So they're like in the neighborhood app, whatever. And dude, finally go outside and I see him. And he looked like a fucking beast. He walked over to us. And you would just expect that he would be mean or whatever. His claws were like, literally like the size of a bear's hand, bro. It was insane. It was insane. Those wolf dogs, nicest dog though. Real nice dog.
Yeah.
Real friendly, like gentle, but
I'm just saying you got to give yourself more credit, bro.
No, bro. That thing would attack
life
me.
Or life or death.
And he wasn't 100% wolf and he would kill me.
You could choke him out probably.
Probably. Fuck but no. If you ask me that, you ask me that question, I'm gonna tell you my knee jerk reaction, right? Pot belly pig. Smash.
I think I could wrestle a pig.
I was going to say, there's one thing
Wait,
I can take
you
over.
You smash a
pig. No.
He says smash.
No. I meant like
smash
like,
and marry.
Like smash him. Like I would destroy the gray pig.
And that's because they're technically smaller than us. That's why I'll kick the shit out of a pig.
They're technically smaller than
yo,
us.
I'm like, yo, what animal can you kill? Mary, potbelly pig. That's Kyle. Just and smash and then kill.
Trifecta.
Pigs are trifecta. Pigs are easy to just fuck up. You know, I was like, I can definitely like fuck up a pig.
That's wrong choice of words. Well,
not necessarily. I mean, like beat his ass. You know, yes, what I'm saying? Yes. I'll beat the hell out of a pig's ass.
Oh, we're just digging a deeper ditch the more we talk about
I'll
this pig.
Spank the damn pig. You know what I'm saying,
bro? Okay, what animal are you the most scared of, though?
Bear, bro. We've already talked bears.
Bears, bro. Bears. Maybe a hippo though as well.
Ooh, hippos.
Hippos are terrifying.
Yo, you saw that video of the hippo swimming
in the water?
Yes.
Oh yeah, real fast.
Hawked down the boat. It was swimming.
Almost
so
got to the
fast.
Boat, bro. Almost got to the boat, and he moved like snap of a finger, in water.
It's a little scary.
I'm scared of frogs.
Really?
Like, terrified.
Like frogs? What like, about toads?
They're so freaking nasty.
Frogs aren't gonna put your life in
what
danger.
What about toads?
Though.
Toads are even worse.
Toads. I don't like alligators, to be honest. My biggest fear is like going on one of those little alligator safaris and shit. You know what I'm saying? And,
oh, I've been on one of those.
Bro, my biggest fear is like that bitch just hopping on the boat.
I don't think they hop.
Or they jump?
Their arms and legs are too short.
Okay, my biggest fear is it biting me.
Yeah,
because that could happen. Because they'll chomp their mouth.
They'll take your head off in one bite.
They'll
bro.
Like swim up saying, and like kind of get you.
Oh, I don't even know why I didn't say snakes, bro.
Snakes.
A fucking python or something?
Did y'all ever see the video of the snake eating the crocodile?
Yes. That's exactly what I just brought up when I was talking about
that. That's how wide their jaws can go, and then they actually just swallowed its
and
crocodile.
And you just see it go in like
nuts. That's sick, bro.
That's disgusting.
Jesus. Anyways, if you can't tell, we don't have planned content.
No, wait. I gotta do my fuck, marry, kill.
All right, yeah, go for it.
I'm going to turn this little celebrity for you. This is open. It's open seating. I mean, open to the court right here, so anyone can answer here. All right.
Green is like, yeah, let me think.
So it's all guys. Sorry. They're just good at
Are you asking me?
Yeah. I mean,
all okay, of okay, us. Okay.
They're all dudes, though. Chris Hemsworth, Ryan Reynolds, and son of a gun, what's his name? He's in La La Land.
Ryan Gosling.
Yes.
Damn.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to sound sus, but I'll tell you. All right. So, man, if there's somebody I'm going to. Someone. If
that's
I'm
a
girl.
Toughy.
I'm a girl. I'm going to do the dirty with Hemsworth, bro. That guy's a good looking guy. And if I had a wife, he would take her away from me. So that's that. Dude, for sure, we got to marry Ryan Reynolds. That guy's a fucking. I love that guy.
That's exactly what my answer was
going to
be.
You got to, like, I would love kill to spend every day with Ryan Reynolds.
I do fuck with Ryan Gosling. I feel like he would bore me a bit, though.
Yeah, I'll kill his ass. Sorry, bro.
Woo.
He plays characters well, boring. But I feel like his normal personality is just kind of dull.
Yeah.
So Ryan I'll marry Reynolds because Reynolds is
He'll
funny.
He'll be like a bro. Yeah. I would love to be his bro. Like,
you agree, Karina?
I agree.
Yeah.
It's I would solid. Kill off
Hemsworth. Yeah, Hemsworth. Yeah, me and Hemsworth can go to town one night. He's
as a little thinker, though.
Get his hammer out and we just, you know.
Whoa.
Get to, I was trying to think of like an Avengers pun or something, but.
No, but you definitely talking about his hammer. So.
Exactly, same time, bro.
Yeah, that dude, I've never met one girl who thinks he's like not a god.
Who?
I've never met a girl.
Not a god?
Wait, who
I've never met a girl who doesn't think that he's not a god.
A god?
Or a guy.
God.
I keep hearing guy.
Oh, my bad. God.
God.
Straight up. Every girl fucking.
I was like, wait, is Hemsworth.
Drools of him. Like, everyone girl just drools over him, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a good
he's
looking
okay.
dude.
He's okay. Ooh. Wait, okay, so if you know, you could say.
Karina said, not my type.
Who would you say is like
you
a.
You picked like.
Who's your main crush Monday?
You have like a.
Celebrity.
My main squeeze.
Justin Bieber.
Oh my god.
Justin
still
Bieber.
Like still current day Justin Bieber.
She's like this current hour.
Oh.
Current minute.
At least you're consistent.
I am.
So she like obviously one. When he was younger, but then like tattoos were just like ooh points.
Oh yes.
What about that hobo phase that he went through? You dig that
love
too?
It. I love yes. a dirty man sometimes.
Oh Jesus.
Bro, but
watch out, Ron.
When did
Ron,
people
don't shower for 2 days?
When did people start getting tattoos?
15, 16. Nah.
Like what? Like year? Like
oh, like like the history of tattoos, probably yeah. like Native Americans.
Okay, not including, I mean, like, I would say, yeah, like in American culture. because I don't know if I've ever seen an old person with tattoos.
I think like military.
I was gonna say, I feel like I only see old, like, or a lot of old people.
I think in the military.
Have you ever seen someone 80 plus with tattoos?
Old men. Okay, I'm sorry. Old men. I feel like it wasn't that popular for a woman to get tattoos. Kyle makes a good point. A lot of guys, like older grandpas in today's world, they got tattoos like in the military.
They got like, I was in the Navy.
Yeah, and you could tell they have like ships and shit on their arms.
That's why I hesitate.
Straight up. You can see a sailor ship like on their arm.
Right there, boy. Yeah. In the Navy.
She's crumpled as fuck.
Does it fade? 1956.
I think it does fade.
Oh, it definitely fades. This shit was black, you know, 1956. But now it's fucking blue.
That's why I hesitate to get tattoos. I'm like, bro, I don't know if I'm going to want this forever just because I want it now.
I saw a TikTok of a girl who got a tattoo and I don't know like what was so different about it, but she said it was only going to be there for 5 years. And for some reason, it was going to go away.
That's badass.
I would like a temp. I can do a temp.
Because see, that's a good idea to me.
You could do something different.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So because she got it on her neck. On her neck. And then she said, like, it's fine. It's going to be gone.
I don't think any of us have
tattoos. Can I do like a 5-year sleeve?
It's always the permanent aspect that gets me.
Yeah.
I hate that aspect in general.
Because, yeah.
Right?
People
are
stuck.
You just hate permanent things.
I like temporary things.
Damn.
Well, yeah. I can go for all kinds of...
We know.
Relationships. I'm more of a temporary boyfriend. I always say I'm a seasonal.
He's a temp guy.
From September to February. And as soon as Valentine's Day is his game.
The hidden message is insane.
When do you think you're going to be ready for some permanence?
10 years.
In 10 years?
He said 35, right?
35.
Then he'll marry that
tattoo. That's when you'll be ready to settle down.
We're going to be single for a while, bro. You too. We're in this together.
No, I'm down for some permanence if I find the right one.
Absolutely. Ooh. I agree with you too.
And then after a while, you get like little permanents, and you know, they cost a lot
little
more.
Permanents. I was like, what do you
little
mean?
Little perms?
I'm sorry. I'm just trying to follow along.
Shit, kids. I'm down for a little regress. Not right now, though.
Speaking of kids.
I saw.
Bro.
I was assuming Karina's pregnant.
I saw that movie, Megan.
Oh, yeah.
It was really good. It was creepy? Good for
Meghan
like...
Markle?
No,
it's a scary
like
movie of the robotic doll that kills everybody. It's kind of like Chucky.
Oh, shit. Oh,
but it's a girl.
The movies?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it kind of comedic, too?
It was kind of funny.
Like a comedic horror, right?
I love a good comedy
horror.
It
wasn't scary. It was more like maybe a couple like jump scares and more like horror, like bloody, whatever that's called.
Oh, gory?
Gory,
did it make you want to have a kid?
No. So the whole point of the movie is this girl ends up having to raise her niece and she doesn't have time for her because she doesn't have kids. She doesn't have a relationship. And so she builds this robot girl to hang out with her niece. But what ends up happening is like.
Some shit. Some shit goes down.
Yeah.
Wow.
A little scary.
Just spoil it for everyone right now.
I can't.
I gotta watch. He says, you have a good art.
Yo, I saw Puss in Boots the other day.
No.
You would.
And that shit was fire.
That's why you asked the Shrek.
I recommend it to everyone.
I heard that it
like,
was good.
Adults, it doesn't matter. You'll be entertained. And that's my guarantee.
All right.
From 1 to 10. 1 to 10, what do you
like? I would honestly give it like a fucking 8.74.
8.74.
I love your rankings.
And you can go check the Rotten Tomatoes score right now. And you'll be shook. People are sleeping on Puss in Boots, bro.
I heard there's the ending of it, they like announced that another Shrek's coming back.
I don't think I stayed that long. I should have though.
Oh, it's like Marvel. You got to stay after the post credits.
Stay that long. Just leave during the credits. Never supposed to do that.
Where'd you see the movie?
Huh?
Where'd you go see the movie?
I went to the Flix again.
I went to Flix after. I saw Megan at Flix.
Did you like it?
It was so good.
Dude, their food's pretty good, right?
But the day I went, as soon as we walked in, they're like, so we just want to let you know that the restrooms aren't working and they won't be for 2 hours.
Oh, hell no.
Okay.
I was like, lucky me, because I don't have to go to the bathroom. But Ron did. So.
I always have to go, especially after the movie.
Bro.
But they got like those port, like those VIP porta potty things.
Yeah.
And they gave everybody free tickets for another movie.
Nice.
So yeah.
Every time I have a slushy, I just gotta go bad. I don't know why.
Did you check the scores?
Yes. 96% Rotten Tomatoes.
Puss in Boots.
The scores don't lie, baby.
Dude, that's up there with like Shawshank Redemption, bro.
That is up there, bro.
Jesus.
Those are some unprecedented scores.
Well, you know what I'm doing this weekend.
Hell yeah, you are.
It's on Puss in Boots. And it's Martin Luther King Day on Monday.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a nice little holiday.
Little? Are you trying to be little?
Wait, what did you say?
You said little.
It's a nice holiday coming up, you know.
That's what I thought.
Thank you, Dr. King.
It's a nice little
holiday. All right, yo. What animal could you take in a fight, though?
A fucking pig.
A pig? That's Kyle's answer. You can't steal it.
Well, that's crazy because I wanted to say that.
I think Jared can beat up an aardvark.
The fuck is that?
Anteater.
Something I want to kill is a bunch of ants. Now you brought that up.
Dude,
I think I hate ants more than anything in this world.
I fucked up an ant pile like a week ago.
No, yeah. I want to like
actually
like go.
I felt like a kid again.
Ooh, yeah. Bro, I hate ants so much. Like, they just piss me off. I would like to like light a whole ant pile on fire.
Or put like a
couple matches.
Some black cats. Some like fireworks. Down
I want them to like just all die. And like the ones coming up, I want them to like not live either. And
do ants have feelings?
I hope not.
Yes.
Because that makes us like mass murderers. Like,
oh, yeah. I want to be one of the top murderers in Ant World. Like, I want them to have my face. Like, they're trying to arrest me. Like, the ant cops are coming for me. Bro, I hate ants. They're terrible. There's nothing interesting about them.
Does any part of you feel kind of guilty though?
Fuck no, bro. I get nothing but joy. Bro, there was one time like, I don't know, I parked my car next to a fucking ant pile of some dirt or whatever. Sucks whenever you park like in those dirt roads when you go places. And bro, I just know I saw like I was driving and I could see like some ants crawling like on my windshield, bro. And at that moment, I was like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. And I get out my door and you could see them crawling like they crawl through like the tire. Like the fucking
wait,
ant.
Into
like,
your car?
Well, inside your car?
No. It was like on the
I remember this. Remember you had those ants and we were killing them? Oh,
I
do remember this.
Bro, you remember I had a spray?
You had like a fucking infestation in your car, bro.
I kept spraying, bro, and there was not one thing. I'm pretty good at cleaning my car. Like, I have a membership. Like, you know, I clean it twice a week. I vacuum. Like, and I don't understand where I just... It took one time to park next to like this fucking ant pile. Ever since then, I fucking hate them.
Did they ever bite you, though?
Bro, yes, if you got an ant bite as a kid, it's one of the worst things ever.
Like recently, have they bitten you?
Like when you had the car infestation.
No, but yeah. It just was. So no, just, yeah, there was some, bro. I remember I started scratching. I'm like, how the fuck? I'm pretty sure. It just
damn.
It's terrible, bro.
That is scary.
It is. So let's go fucking fuck up ants.
I did last week and it was two big ass piles. And I was like, damn. But like part of me did feel like a moment of like,
hell no.
Like I'm really just like. Performing like a Holocaust on ants.
I would
right
get
now.
Like that if it was like
mass genocide.
Hey,
yes.
No. I'll tell you what I feel like. I wouldn't want to like live if it was roly-polies. Roly-polies. I would not kill those.
Yeah, because they're like our friends.
They're friends. They're not. They're not like enemies.
Fish are friends, not
food.
Yeah.
I don't like them.
But aren't they
roly-polies?
I don't like honestly any insect.
I don't like bugs, dude. Bugs creep me out.
It's funny you guys were talking about bugs here. So last week was in the Dominican Republic.
Oh, yeah.
Went great, right? Went great. No need to talk about that. It's honeymoon, bro. No need
it's
to talk
not
about
your
that.
Business.
Did you plant your seed?
Oh.
Whoa.
Oh, shit. Out there
moving on here.
Dirty,
moving on here. So, great time. Except one thing. And she knows. Emerald. First time out of the country, right? And I guess all the mosquitoes knew about it. She got obliterated by mosquitoes.
What?
To the point where she was wearing long sleeve, long pants everywhere.
Damn.
Yeah. So mosquitoes, mass genocide. And ants, mass genocide. Coming
roaches.
After all y'all. I got personal beef. You messing with my girl? I'm coming after y'all.
Mosquitoes are even scarier, bro, because they can carry diseases and
hell
shit.
Hell yeah, dude. And when you smack one and there's blood on you, that's not your blood. Yes. Could be Jared's blood.
Could be anyone.
Don't they shit on you every 5 seconds? They like land on you.
Well, that's a flies. Fly.
Flies. Oh, I hate flies.
That's flies. Flies mass genocide.
Especially when you're drinking a soda or
all
something.
All bugs. And they want the smoke.
They get on the lid like in the summer. You're outside and you're like drinking like a fucking alcohol beverage or a soda. And a fly just lands on it. Just makes you want to throw it away.
Yeah.
Hate it because they just shit it on it.
But then we need them, bro. We fucking need them.
Okay, we need ants.
It's like the circle of life.
I know we need ants because they like, you know, eat and move stuff around and I get it. But why do we need mosquitoes?
I have no idea. Exactly. I wonder if we actually do.
Don't they die? Flies die every 24 hours or some shit?
This man keeps bringing flies back up.
Because like, I'm sorry, really, don't they only live for like 24 hours, right?
I have no idea. I don't know a damn thing about flies.
How could you even, you know,
I swear I saw
just follow
like
a fly around?
24 hours. They don't
you got them on a leash.
They tag them. They tag them.
On a leash.
They put little chips in them.
Oh.
I got to look that. I saw one.
It's a small ass chip.
See how long have flies lived?
Yeah, I just made that up.
My
completely.
Phone's over there.
Mine's over there. I don't know why mine's over there.
So, you guys want to do a FMK? You got one?
Marry Justin.
Justin Bieber, Justin Bieber, or Justin Bieber?
The Justin Bieber.
All right, let's do people similar to Justin. Well, no, because she's going to pick Justin.
Yeah.
Joe Jonas.
Nick Jonas or Kevin Jonas?
Come on.
Kevin dead.
I'm let me guess what Karina's going to pick.
Wait, let me pick.
Yeah, pick, and I'll guess what you're going to pick.
She's going to kill Kevin.
Okay.
Kevin always gets the bad end of the stick.
I'm going to kill Kevin.
You're going to fuck Nick. And you're going to
In reality, Joe. Kevin's the most real one,
no,
bro.
No, I think I would
fuck... You'll fuck Joe.
And marry
Nick.
Yeah, Nick looks like a good
He's
guy.
A good husband. Absolutely.
Joe Damn. Looks like a fun time.
Dude, the Jonas Brothers are still doing like...
But with Nick, you can't eat cake because he has diabetes.
How do you know this?
He does.
Documentaries. So what? I watch Joe. I got to know everything.
We'll just hilarious. Eat sugar-free cake.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but that's
can't tell the
fun.
Difference. Can't tell the difference.
I'll just eat it behind his back.
All right. Harry Styles.
Oh, shit.
Nick Jonas.
She does like Harry Styles.
Who's the third, like, and equal to them?
Shawn Mendes.
No.
Nah, he ain't equal. He's inferior.
Bad Bunny.
What about Drake? Ooh. You love Drake, though.
It's not, but he's not really like a...
It's kind of interesting to see like the difference in...
Drake.
What would you do with Drake?
I'd marry him.
You'd marry Drake?
Mm-hmm.
Lover boy, eh?
He wouldn't be loyal, though.
I would kill Nick Jonas.
Not till he met me.
Hey!
Damn, you'd find a way.
I'd change him around.
So I respect that.
Lover boy.
He just needs to be shown the light.
Yeah, I'm the light.
Well, this is fun, guys.
I'm starving. I can only think about food. We got the TV on behind, and I saw the freaking
Wait,
Burger
let's
King
talk
commercial
about the football
that's been
game.
Stuck in my head.
Football game.
Football game, yes. We got a little
TCU.
Highlight film if you can squint right up
got,
there.
No, the football game last
got
night.
Blew yeah, out. Yeah. What terrifying.
TCU got slaughtered, no?
Dude.
Yes.
Yeah, it was.
Karina was happy because that means Frogs got slaughtered.
Damn. Nice like circle that. Back.
Fuck
I like
toads.
That.
Boom.
Hashtag fuck toads.
Fuck toads.
Bro, that game was like so shitty to watch.
The over hit, so I'm happy with that.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to people who were...
Shout out to people who took the over. Life's too short to take the under.
You bet on the game?
Yeah, mentally.
He said, bro, betting like... Is it such a risk, right? Like, and it sucks when just like you're yeah, kind of like if you know is. What's gonna happen, but like, man, you're like, I don't know, bro, nah. And then you see it happen, you're like, fuck. So then you actually want to bet, and when you do bet, it just doesn't happen, and just fucking makes it go back to square one.
And that's when your gambling problem happens.
Exactly.
If gambling is one of those things you hear about that really just absorbs people's lives.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm kind of scared.
Some people are
I don't think I'd be susceptible to
some
it.
Some people are making some fat money.
Fantasy football is technically gambling. Technically.
My dad buys a $20 scratch off every day.
Really? $20 every day?
Well, wait, how much does he spend a month?
He's fucking wild.
How long has he been doing that?
That's addiction. he fluctuates from 5 every day, 10 when he's winning, he goes up to 20.
Oh, he's getting real frisky.
Does he get them in person?
Huh?
He gets them in person?
Yeah.
Because they have an app now.
That's 600, Jared, by the way.
Yeah, he gets them in person.
I need to write.
Wow.
I know.
How much do you spend a month? 20 times 30? Jared. I was like 500.
That's a lot.
I added 2 plus 3. Like it came out of 500. It's not even, that's 2 times 3, 6.
Carry the one.
I need to write. I'm the last one who needs to be doing math in my fucking head.
Dude, yeah. The thing with gambling, though, is like, I like to do it like mentally, like and get to know. It's just like, oh, look at all those people out there. I guess they're probably happy. Oh, people are pissed right now. But I do it with games that are not the Cowboys. I never bet on my own team. Never.
Why? You think it's like bad juju or something? Because
then you're caught in a crossroads. Oh, yes, Cowboys lost. I mean, oh, yes, Cowboys won. But you lost money. And so are you really happy? Because you just lost money. But
true.
So never bet you on your own team. Tip one.
Hey, you excited for Cowboys play on Monday, right?
Yeah.
Y'all taking the dub or?
Dude, Tom Brady's going to get his first loss to the Cowboys this Monday.
Yes.
Tune in.
Is this happening? What, let's predict scores.
I'm going to take Cowboys. It's going to be low scoring. It's going to be Cowboys 21. No. Cowboys 17. Buccaneers 10.
Okay.
Cowboys to cover.
I'm doing mine. Buccaneers 24. Cowboys 17.
Whoa. All right.
Tom Brady's going to put some.
Aren't you a Cowboys fan?
No. A couple years ago, I was. Cardinals, and my team just fucking broke down. My favorite coach is gone.
Lord,
Kyler Murray's taking over.
It's actually hilarious. I know the exact day when you claimed the Cardinals, and ever since then they've been ass.
No, not necessarily. Last year when I became a fan, we went to the playoffs at least one second round.
Absolute.
They had one of the highest best records.
No, but then they just spiraled down. This year was bad.
It just was terrible this year. Absolutely terrible. Kyler Murray just doesn't get along with Cliff. And I love Cliff. So I'm actually excited to see where the fuck he's going to go. He's going somewhere.
Arthur, do you know who Cliff Kingsbury is?
Not at all.
Basically like the Ryan Gosling of NFL coaches. He actually gets compared to Ryan Gosling because they look similar.
Wow.
Imagine a coach.
He should play him in a movie.
Dude, supposedly I heard stories that back when he used to be the head coach at Texas Tech, that he would just bang all the recruits' moms.
Sam,
swear to God, heard like an inside of that. I believe it. You look at the guy; it looks
inside scoop, baby. That's what we're here for.
Shout out to Cliff Kingsbury. He's like a bachelor, bro. He's been single for years. So I'm gonna be. So I want to be just like Cliff Kingsbury when I grow up.
Getting fired from his own job.
Jared says, "I think I want to be a coach again.
I want to be like coach like Cliff Kingsbury."
Changes his major again.
Goes back
to teaching to go to high school and
just like Cliff, man. Dude, he had a bomb ass house in Arizona.
Y'all want to get serious for a second?
Yeah.
Because I actually do want to know what y'all's thoughts on the Bills player.
Oh yeah,
I forget his name.
Damar Hamlin.
Damar Hamlin, who, what was it like a cardiac something during the game? Right,
he had a cardiac arrest. It was big word, but something Crocia, something like that, where you got a blunt force to the heart at the most, like the minute, like millisecond, very rare. And he got hit at that exact moment, put his heart in cardiac arrest.
During a game, right? So they postponed the game.
Mm-hmm.
Have we ever really seen anything like that happen? Like, not to that extent, right?
Well, I've seen, someone brings the card out, someone brings the, gets not their bell rung and they're like, frozen. They bring the ambulance. I think what.
But giving like CPR on the field.
On the field is what separated it from everything else. I've never seen that my entire life.
Wow.
And the fact that he stood up and he didn't get hit in the head. He just got it was a pretty like soft tackle. I mean, not like soft, but like wasn't big hit. And he just got up and just straight up, just someone unplugged him.
Yes, fell backwards.
Yeah.
Terrifying to watch, but he's okay now, from what I understand.
He got released from the hospital yesterday.
Yeah.
That shit was scary. That was insane. I think a few days later, a few days ago, a basketball player in South, oh, it's a smaller school. A basketball player collapsed too. And it was like a very similar situation. Like he was literally got done with the play and he collapsed. But see, he didn't make any like crazy contact though. But he quoted today, I think on Twitter, saying that he's never had experience like that before. Like he's never had like heart problems or anything. And he was talking about like he's ever since he got the vaccine, he's been feeling weird problems. Like,
oh shit.
Yeah, he brought that into the mix.
He got that Johnson & Johnson.
He was saying like ever since he got the vaccine, he's felt some crazy shit, like weird side effects here and there. I don't know, but could be definitely, it's obviously different than that. But I just saw like 2 days ago that he collapsed on like the court and everything.
Do you know what caused his?
I mean, he was just playing the game and like maybe took like one hit.
Because I like feel like that's definitely rare for basketball.
On a foul?
Yeah. I mean,
you know? But it's also like you never see that in football either. Like the crazy contact that they do, it was just the timing of that situation.
Yeah, for his specific incident. That was a just very like rare.
The timing of all of it.
Bodily.
But yeah, for them to just completely end the game, like two crazy, like, one of the two best teams, like.
Yeah, it was a very important game too. At the same,
that's why they didn't want to end it, bro. Supposedly it took them at least 30 minutes to like. They said that the players.
But how do you not? Everyone's shaking up. It's like,
oh yeah, because in that moment, like
nobody even wants to watch at that point. Like
nobody's in the right mindset or focus or anything. Yeah, like that's.
But on like a positive side of it, this past Sunday the Bills played, and the opening kickoff. The Bills took it all the way back and scored a touchdown. And, that is quoting the very next play after Damar Hamlin went down. Damar Hamlin was actually watching it in the hospital, and he jumped out of his bed, and his heart started racing, started setting off all these alarms. Started running in there. And all he was doing is, like, just cheering, like, standing up and everything. And the doctors rushed in, thought he was, like, have another heart attack, but
yeah,
like sit your
motherfucking ass down.
Yeah, but
do you think it's a bad look for the sport in general?
I mean, for me being a football player, there's always been a good handful of people who love watching football, but never like, oh, I love watching football, but I'll never let my kid play. And I mean, if you you can get in your car right now and get in a car accident and be messed up. I mean, I think it's it definitely saw like the bad side of it. That was a very rare occasion. More of concussions and CTE when you get older and stuff.
This season showed like the most injuries like to the head than I feel like that you've seen in all season. And it's just, I feel like it gave football like a not so good look this year.
Kind of a stain, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's always been that concussion protocol stain.
Right.
But yeah, this year was definitely a lot more. I mean, I'm very biased being a football player. And
yeah, that's why I wanted to ask you, because you actually have skin in the game to some extent.
I'm very biased. I would never force if and when I have a kid, I'll never force my kid to do anything. I'll definitely, I'll be watching football all the time. So the kid will naturally, watch football because it'll be on TV because that's what I'll be watching. But if the kid says, no, I don't want to play football, then so be it. Like, save me money, I don't have to buy multiple pads.
You just
all
go
the
buy
time.
My helmet the next day. No, you can put that shit on real quick.
Yeah. So, I mean, but then again, like if you can get hurt anywhere. You can get hurt in basketball. Soccer has a lot of concussions with headers and stuff. If you're not hitting the right way, it's like, I mean, not comparing it, but it's just like
there's injuries, all
sports.
And every sport there's an injury. I mean, especially basketball, you wouldn't think there's so many injuries in basketball.
Oh, yeah.
All the time. I mean, as much footwork as you got, you're running back and forth and you'll see ACL tears and all kinds of stuff.
I guess it's just the fact that it's the only sport where you're
trying to kill
potentially putting your life on the line.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, yeah. I mean, and what's scary about it too is that like there's been a lot of a good amount of like, and you won't even hear it that big. Like it might go viral a little bit on Twitter, or it might cross, like some people might hear about it, but there's so many stories of, especially like high school athletes, like getting paralyzed, or some people just actually dying like on the field. Like that has, like that's happened. And it's just like,
yeah,
and it could be like in a smaller town or whatever, but like it's kind of scary. Like, you know, like that, yeah, it is.
It's tricky.
Dangerous. Yeah. It is fun for, you know, for the kids, but it is fucking scary. Like,
yeah, there's
it sucks.
That,
like,
there is that. There's no escaping that aspect of it.
So sure. I could, I mean, yeah, imagine being a parent, like, you know, your kids constantly going through contact every day. Like,
yeah, like in soccer, when you get a concussion, I feel like most of the time, like, you just have a headache, or, you know, you're sensitive to light, or maybe you throw up. But recently in football, like when you get a concussion, like you're losing like mobility in your body, and like, yeah, and that's not normal. That's, yeah, like crazy.
I think it depends on the, like, did you get concussions playing soccer? No, I never did either. But some people are just more susceptible to concussions.
Yeah.
And I think the people that you're mentioning, like who are, they seem like extreme cases, it's probably because the concussions have added up. Yeah. And they're repeated. You know what I mean? So
yeah, one self-diagnosed concussion after I got diagnosed. So I got a concussion in college and they're like, oh yeah, dude, you got a concussion. And looking back, I was like, oh shit, I have felt like this before. Yeah. And I told my mom that, and she's like, oh,
that's scary. Cause that, you're like not supposed to go to sleep or something like that.
Yeah.
Right?
There's been times where it's like, I wanted to, like, I was like, got my bell rung and I was dizzy and I played the next play. Cause I guess I was like, I kind of snapped out of it. And then there's the one that I got a concussion on. I like did the old Tua head snap in the back and hit, like got hit on the ground, which are, those are the worst.
Yeah.
I like blacked out for like, it felt like 2 seconds, but apparently it was like 5 minutes. And then,
wow.
Got up and I was like, just out of it, like completely just like a different person for like, and lights sucked. I wanted to be in the dark at all times. And then, like when I kind of snapped out of it, like a couple days later, I'm like, okay, I've.
Oh, it lasted that long?
Well, no, it lasted like at least a week, because you got to test out of it. You got to do certain like tests. You do a test before the season starts, like mental, like patterns, adding, subtracting, and everything. And they make you do the test and you have to pass it to go back and play.
Wow.
So I failed the second. I failed it the first time and then I did it the second time. So.
Hmm. Crazy.
Yep.
Would y'all let your kids play
football?
Say, yeah. Hell yeah. Creed will give him a helmet when he's fucking five.
I know. I'll
football's in your family.
For sure, give him want them to, just because I just love
what'd you
it.
Say?
But I don't want them to get hurt either.
Yeah.
But then I got hurt in soccer. So it's like, you like, get hurt everywhere. You
it's
really
like the
do.
Head, it's like the head injuries for me, though.
It is. That is scary. But I'm hoping,
especially
like,
as a kid,
but they need to find, like, do more science about how to make it more safe.
Yeah.
And they're always trying to improve, like, with different, like, better helmets and
it's
stuff
like I don't know much about it, so at this point we're just speculating, but I have heard that the NFL tries its best to suppress, like, the studies that come out about the levels of the CTE. Like, they've studied brains of deceased former players and stuff, and it's pretty, from what I've heard, extreme. So it's definitely, it's messy, but
yeah,
I wonder what could be done, or if anything, to actually make it safer.
Here's a crazy idea. Take the face masks off. They'll use their head less, because you don't want to fuck up your
face.
That's
actually a good point.
What?
If you use your face, if they take the face mask off, they won't use their head as much, because that face mask, you're like, yo, I can just bash into you and my face will be fine, right? If I don't have a face mask, yo, I'm not going to bash my head into you. I'm going to try yeah. to keep it out because I don't want to fuck up my face.
Yeah. I think they just also need to be more strict on, you know, just because you're the best player doesn't mean, like, how they... I forgot someone, like, they got hit in the head and they put him back in. You know, stuff to, like that. Like, they yeah. need to take the rules seriously and yeah. more strict and not well, be biased.
That's what they're doing now in the NFL. They actually have someone in the, each stadium with binoculars, and if they see someone that they think is getting like woozy, they'll
yeah. there they'll needs to be more
radio
like
down the refs and
calling out people for it.
Yeah, so
that's scary.
Interesting.
Put a helmet on that kid.
Yeah,
let's go, Bo. Let's
my
go.
Kid wearing two helmets.
Nah, our kids play pickleball. That's it.
Hell yeah!
Watch out for them ankles,
bro. Aren't they starting a league in pickleball? Is LeBron a I heard LeBron's like about to own a team or some shit.
Tom Brady owns a team.
Okay. Pickleball is on the come up.
No,
bro.
It is, bro. It like is. Pickleball is like going crazy. That's why, yeah, I think Tom Brady, I guess, has one. LeBron's supposed to have a team. And it's like getting very popular like around the world.
I'd be down as hell to join a league.
Me too.
You're a chicken pickle, man.
My
chicken
dad.
Pickle. They have leagues.
My dad plays every Tuesday and Thursday every morning.
Really?
Pickleball.
Damn,
yeah.
Your dad doing lotto tickets and pickleball.
Where does he go?
He goes dude, to living. Chicken and Pickle.
Chicken and Pickle? He's like in a league or something?
They do like a senior citizen, like 55 and older. So he just plays like people his age and they just play.
Damn.
For $4.
Bro, we used to do pretty bowling crazy. All the time, remember?
Wait, what?
We did bowling, ping pong.
That's what I'm saying. Pickleball's
we might as well like, hey, let's get into like something else, you know?
Pickleball's the next iteration.
Yeah. Dude, I'm so down.
We spent countless
we
time.
Play. Are you actually?
I need to flare up my we competitiveness.
Go.
Exactly.
We spent countless time. Chicken and pickles are actually a fun place, too.
I wonder how much of this they can hear out there.
Everything.
God damn it. Nah, I think we could edit that out.
If you can, yeah, if you can hear, there's a spaceship taken out off outside. We're trying to ignore it.
What's Elon shit called?
Yeah, SpaceX.
That shit's right outside.
The fucking Falcon 9 just took off.
Yes.
About to land.
And we were just trying to ignore every second of it. And I couldn't take it anymore.
I'm over like,
chicken and pickle would be fun.
When I couldn't hear any, when I just saw Karina's lips just moving, and I'm just like, yep. I'm over here just like, yeah.
What do you think that is, though? Is that a tow truck?
Let me see.
No, on God, we need to join a league, though.
Yeah, I'm down.
Should go.
I'm actually pretty damn good at pickleball.
I'm down to join.
It's a mixture of tennis and ping pong. You can call
yeah.
it. Oh, yeah. You're really good at ping pong.
Yeah. Yes. How'd you know?
I played you and you smoked my ass.
Oh. When was this?
Oh, no, a while back.
Okay.
Karina was like, bro, there's nothing out there. I'm like, yeah, it's already took off to space.
Yeah, it's already on Mars.
The ship's gone.
Yeah, let's go. Let's plan a day.
I'm actually down.
Chicken and pickle. Eh?
I love pickleball. This
place is really fun.
Just make sure it's after really like rush
like
hour traffic.
Mediocre.
So get there.
I know, right?
Like a beginner's league, you know, work our way up to the top.
Okay.
So we can.
Like a tournament.
Damn, let's put some money up.
Dude, that's fun. All
right, anyways, let's fucking wrap this shit up, man. We're all sweating and hungry.
I'm hungry. I'm actually not hot anymore.
My stomach is just
a little tired. Yo, it's been real.
It's been fun.
It's been real.
Fun.
Thoughts.
Players.
We out.
Peace.
See y'all.
Oh, that's my piece.
Oh, my bad.
Shit.
I'm used to hearing it.